We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padre Social Hour presented by United Airlines. This place is going to be packed tonight, and you can tell already.
SRO.
That's it. Standing room only. It's going to be a sellout crowd for the Padres and the Cardinals as the Pods look to take the second game of this series after the 9-3 win last night. And, all right, we've got you here, lefty.
Yep.
1976 Cy Young Award winner, Randy Jones, left-handed pitcher. Mark Zepchinski, left-handed pitcher for the current San Diego Padres. Not for too long, though. Trade deadline acquisition. How has life as a Padre been so far?
It's been great. I mean, the guys have been treating me well and coming over here and, you know, being close on the West Coast. I grew up on the West Coast, grew up about an hour from here. So, just get a chance to go home and see my family and at the same time get to play at home, too.
Yeah, works out nice.
Maybe leave a few extra tickets.
Yeah, that's been a little bit of pain. Nobody's coming down all at once. Everybody's coming sporadically, but no, everybody's been great. I've had family and friends come down.
I grew up in Orange County, even in my career. I just seemed like an hour and a half, just far enough.
Yes.
You know, it's not like 30 or 40 tickets, but it's four here.
Yeah,
five,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, but it's kind of cool to just sneak back up and be around.
Without doubt.
What is it? What is it with the water up there with you lefties? How does that happen? All these left-handed
I'm
guys.
I'm not sure, man. There's a few of us still lingering around.
That's good stuff. All right, so you're a former Cardinal well, won a World Series with this ball club. I know it's a stupid question, but I feel like it's something to ask. Is it ever different, you know, facing one of your former teams, or are you just past that at this point in your career?
You know, it's always, you know, being from the AL and NL, I don't have a pitch against my former team too often. So coming in and trying to get the guys out that you pitch against is always – a little bit extra adrenaline going, and you know, I got to face Moss last night, and we were just joking around how I, instead of a sinker, I threw a two-seamer around and I didn't hit him. But, but Mossy has been a great, but no, coming in facing former guys, you definitely want to get them out, but same time, you realize they know what you got, and you know what they got, too.
Yeah, Zed, you look at this, you know, and I look back at my career, and you know, hey, I love being a starting pitcher.
Yes.
You know, but I mean, you know, the lefty relief specialist. I mean, you could be around forever. You could be around a couple of decades.
Well, hopefully, if I'm healthy. You know, that's the plan. I've been doing this for a while now. I came up as a starter and obviously missed those days a little bit, going out there every fifth day and face guys. But at the same time, you know pretty much who you're going to face every night. And, you know, with the lineups that, you know, every team's featuring these days, I usually got a couple of lefties that I'm going to go get here and there and hopefully get them out and hopefully stay healthy over my career.
Now, do you have a preference? Do you like to start an inning? Or, you know, you're a situational guy.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a lot of left-handers.
Without a
you
doubt.
Know, but you know, I would assume that you probably like to start an inning.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if the situation calls where it's like left, right, left, I definitely like coming out and facing an inning and, you know, get a chance to face a righty here and there. But same time, that extra adrenaline boost with runners on base, you come in and get that one guy out and ends an inning. There's nothing better feeling than, you know, striking a guy out or getting a ground ball double play or something like that.
Now, do you mix the pitches? Don't you got the two-seamer, you got the breaking ball.
Yes.
Is it the breaking ball that you go up to the left-handers more so with or the two-seamer?
Yeah, it honestly depends. You know, if I need a strikeout, I'll probably go more to my slider. You know, I got a runner in on or runner first and second, one out, and I'm trying to get the double play. I'll try to go my sinker, just try to get him rolling over the double play. You know, my first outing this year, I came in first and second, one out, one nothing game, and I got a first pitch double play, and that was my outing. So, you know, it's just one of those I come in just depending on the situation and depending on how I'm going to attack the guy.
Mark Zepchinski is with us. I've been outstanding since the Padres acquired him at the trade deadline from the Cleveland Indians. Maybe talk to us a little bit about the preparation, you know, for that specialized role. You don't know if it's going to be the sixth inning or the seventh or the eighth, and it's how you sort of get yourself ready.
You know, it's just one of those, depending on how the starter's doing it, you know, it's a little bit different than being in the American League. You got the starters, and he's at 80 pitches, and, you know, he's going to possibly go two more innings, but, you know, without a spot coming up. And I know you kind of got to prepare a little bit earlier just in case, and, you know, it comes up, you know, where they pitch it for the pitcher and the first guy's a lefty, you got to get ready. But for me, it's just looking at the lefties in the lineup. But like over here, they got Hayward, Wong, Moss, and Carpenter. So it's just depending on where they're hitting in the order and kind of figuring out when I'm going to get in there.
Now, how many pitches do you take you to get loose and come in?
Oh, I've been known to get ready in like five pitches.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's one of those.
See, left-handers can do that. Right-handers can't do that.
No, it's one.
Left-handers can do that.
It's one of those. I've, you know, got a call down and say be ready for the next hitter. So you just pump a fire a few and then you're ready. And you know, sometimes you throw more pitches out. I usually throw more pitches warming up than I do actually in a game. So usually you're ready pretty quick.
That's funny. I never thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right. I mean, that's going to happen more times than not.
Well, you still even when you get loose, you got eight before you.
Yeah, that's exactly. I usually throw four fastballs, a couple sliders. And here we go.
Yeah.
Mark Zepchinski is here.
You ever tell him to throw it down? You know,
I have purposely thrown it a couple times onto the field, get myself a few more times, but that's just.
I love it. That's great.
You know, one of those bullpens where you can actually do that at.
How about personalities out here with these guys out of the bullpen? pretty quick to kind of fit in and feel like you got
yeah,
to know these
they,
guys?
Yeah, they were very accepting the day I got here, and especially coming over here and being the only left-hander when I got here. They've been, I guess they've been kind of craving for a left-hander just to come in and get guys out. But everybody's been great. Everybody's been real accepting, and I've been around long enough that kind of once you get to know the guys, it becomes pretty quick to become friends with them out there.
Now, your temporary quarters here, or you spend a lot of time in Orange County?
I'm going back and forth for the most part. I'm starting to, technically I live in Arizona right now, but I still kept my place out in Orange County. I'm just kind of, day games, kind of staying out here for the most part. We've got a day game followed by a night game. I'll go home, and just it's a little bit far enough that I don't want to do the drive every day, but it's definitely nice to go home every once in a while.
Works out nicely. Mark Zepchinski of Orange County, looking great since acquired by the Padres at the deadline. Really cool of you to come down. Appreciate it. And continued success, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
you guys.
Absolutely. There you go. Mark Zepchinski of your San Diego Padres. Hey, join the movement to create a world without cancer. Padres want you to join Pedal the Cause and raise money for San Diego's cancer-fighting centers. You can ride, be a virtual rider, or donate, and anybody can ride. So join Team Padres or ride on your own. To learn more and to register, go to sdpedal.org/register or text pedal to 41444 to donate today. Big thanks to Mark Zepchinski for stopping by. Take a break. Come back. More Social Hour right after this.